At the end of this week, I will be turning 30. And shout out to you if your birthday is also in January. But yeah, at the end of this week, I will no longer be a 20-something year old. And as this next chapter in my life is quickly approaching, I've been doing a ton of reflecting and a ton of thinking and a ton of internal evaluations, if you will, right? All types of things. And while my 20s have taught me a lot, right? A whole lot. I mean, these last 10 years have been a season of growth, of learning and adjusting on every level, right? And as I stand here on the cusp of what many people consider to be a milestone in life, because there are so many people who don't even make it to see 30, right? But as I'm standing here, first off, it's a blessing, right? But secondly, I keep circling around the idea, around the thoughts, and around the importance of meaningful work. All right, you're probably going to assume that I'm going to rave about the benefits of decluttering and how owning less is the gateway to living a meaningful life. And you're not wrong, but you're wrong. All right. See, decluttering my life has helped tremendously with living a meaningful life. And I haven't shied away from talking about that. However, whenever I see the phrase meaningful life or whenever I listen to anyone talk about it, it's usually prefixed with the ideals of decluttering, of owning less, of minimizing, and of discovering and living in alignment with your core values. And again, with complete transparency, these are things I've talked about, right? I've even encouraged you to download my core values worksheet for free off my website on numerous occasions, right? And that's because I believe in it. I believe in core values. I believe in owning less. And I wouldn't suggest that you do something that I haven't done and found success with, or that I know others have found success with as well. Now, with that said, though, I can also say that I would be doing you a disservice if I said that this is all you have to do, right? Because it's not. There's more to this journey than just writing down a list of things that are important to you and decluttering unused and unneeded items from your closet. I'm generalizing, but you get the point. See, what I'm learning and what I'm starting to pay attention to more, and really, this is something that is elevating my life in terms of living a meaningful life. And that is doing meaningful work. See, the work we do has a far greater impact on how meaningful our life feels and is in comparison to how clutter-free our homes are. And let me explain why. At the end of this week, I will be turning 30. And shout out to you if your birthday is also in January. But yeah, at the end of this week, I will no longer be a 20-something year old. And as this next chapter in my life is quickly approaching, I've been doing a ton of reflecting and a ton of thinking and a ton of internal evaluations, if you will, right? All types of things. And while my 20s have taught me a lot, right? A whole lot. I mean, these last 10 years have been a season of growth, of learning and adjusting on every level, right? And as I stand here on the cusp of what many people consider to be a milestone in life, because there are so many people who don't even make it to see 30, right? But as I'm standing here, first off, it's a blessing, right? But secondly, I keep circling around the idea, around the thoughts, and around the importance of meaningful work. And what I mean by meaningful work is work that is rewarding in a non-monetary sense. Work that one enjoys, that brings one joy, right? Work that serves you and what's important to you. Another way to think about this, or another way to look at this, is in terms of personal value and proximal value, right? Because when you're doing meaningful work, when you're doing work that is personal, it holds personal value. And personal values are the things I just talked about, right? This is the joy, the reward, the purpose, the relevance, right? The personal side of the work you do. But at the same time, when you're doing meaningful work, it also holds proximal value. And proximal value is when the work you do creates ripples of positive impact across every area of your life, health, family, community, all of the things that are important to you, right? I definitely know these things are important to me, and I'm pretty confident they're important to you as well. Now, for me, I'm not talking about the work I do here on YouTube or on my podcast or anything that pertains to Ronald L. Banks as you watch or listen to me or work with me, right? But what I am referring to are the things I do outside of this work and other aspects of my life, right? And as I've been reflecting and thinking about this and how important meaningful connections are, right, especially with ourselves and with others and with our calling or the work we do, I've also been thinking about how many people out there are also thinking the same thoughts I am about living a meaningful life and doing meaningful work. And with that thought in mind, I wrote down four questions that I've been asking myself and thinking about, and I want to share those questions with you. And I'm hopeful that these questions will help you as they're helping me with things like observing ourselves and others, right? And thinking deeply about life and what's important to us. So with that said, I'm going to read these four questions to you. And I'm going to elaborate on them slightly. But what I really want you to do is I want you to interpret these questions in your own way. And I want you to answer them in a way that's not influenced by me in my journey, right? So the first question that I wrote down here is, does this work resonate with me? Right? Does this work resonate with me? And often when we think about the work we do, we only look at that work in terms of how it impacts and affects our physical life, right? Our physical environment. But we rarely look at how it's impacting and affecting us emotionally. So when I ask this question, when I think about this question, it's really about checking in with your emotions, checking in with your feelings, right? So does this work feed my mind? Does this work feed my heart? Does it feed my body, right? Does this work challenge me, right? Does it play towards my strengths or my weaknesses, my vulnerabilities? What is it about this work that resonates with me? Does it resonate with me? And if it doesn't, how can I do more work that does resonate with me, right? The second question is, does this work align with my values? Does this work align with my values? And I know that I talked about values at the beginning of this conversation. I mentioned how there's more to this journey than just writing down a list of things that are important to you. And that's true, right? There's more to this journey than just your values and just decluttering. But your values are important. They're really important, right? And as an example, let's say your core value, one of your values in life is family, right? This is one of my core values. I value family. I'm a new dad. I have a young son who's growing very quickly. I'm a husband. I have a wife. I value my family. I value quality time with my family. So when I think about this question, it's in terms of, okay, does the work I do, is the work I'm doing affording me enough flexibility to balance work and family? Is it affording me the time that I think is enough to balance work and family, to prioritize that value that I have? And maybe that value isn't family. Maybe that value is something else for you personally. But whatever that value is, does the work you do align with your values? Is a great question to think about and journal about and ponder on and really determine what that answer is for you in the work that you're doing, right? Now, the third question I wrote down here is a bit different, right? And it shifts away from what we're talking about slightly here, but you'll see why it's important. And that question is, what is my personality type? What is my personality type? And the reason I wrote this question down is because it's important to get clear on who you are as a person. It's important to know yourself, to know thyself, right? It's important to have a deeper understanding of self. Because in order to find meaningful work, in order to do meaningful work, in order to know whether or not the work you're doing is meaningful work for you, is you have to know and understand who you are on a deeper level. Who are you as an individual? What personality type do you have? Are you an introvert, an extrovert? Are you somewhere in the middle, right? I'm one of those people that float right in the middle. I have my extroverted ways and I'm also an introvert. I like my alone time. I like silence, right? I like to think, I like to write. But what is it about you? What is your personality type? And is the work you're doing in alignment with who you are as a person, right? Now, the fourth question that I wrote down here is, what do I do in the meantime? What do I do in the meantime? See, sometimes we know where we want to go, right? We know the career path we want to progress in. We know the goals we have for our business. We know the work we do, the work we want to do. We know what the meaningful work is that we're doing, right? And we know the path we want to take, but it's kind of hard for us to see how to get to where we want to go, right? We know where we are right now in this chapter of our life. We know where we want to go, right? We know point A and we know point B, but we can't really see how to get to where we want to go. You can also think about this in terms of a GPS or a map when you're driving, right? We know where we're starting. We know where we need to end up. And the map or the GPS helps us navigate life and the roadways and the construction and helps us get to point B. Well, sometimes in life, we don't always have a clear GPS or a clear map. So I understand why it's difficult to see how to get to where we want to go, right? Now, another thing I wrote down here is another way to look at this is maybe we do know how to get to where we're going, but the journey is going to take slightly longer than we would like it to take. And I know for me personally, I've felt this way on numerous occasions, right? I've had feelings of being behind in life, or I had feelings of, you know, why is this taking so long? And it's frustrating, right? I get it. But we have to remind ourselves, or we have to go back to the question of what do I do in the meantime? What can I do right now in this season of my life that will serve me, that will bring me joy, that I will enjoy, that can be meaningful work for me right now as I work towards the meaningful work I want later in my life, as I work towards that goal, as I work towards that thing I really want, as I figure out how to navigate life and obstacles and hurdles that I may face, as I figure out how to navigate that, what am I doing in the meantime? What meaningful work am I doing right now that is still serving me, that is still bringing me joy, that I do enjoy, right? Just some things to think about. Now, I really hope this conversation, friend, I really hope this conversation inspired you and got you thinking deeply, right? And if it did, let me know down in the comments. But I want to leave you with a quick reminder here. And that reminder is to keep me, M-E, in meaningful work, right? Keep me in meaningful work. And I say that because someone reminded me of something the other day. And this particular person told me to be unapologetically myself. To be unapologetically myself. And the irony of that is that I'm constantly telling you, the viewer, the listener of my content, to always stay true to yourself. At the end of all of my videos, at the end of every conversation I have, I always remind you to stay true to yourself, to be your authentic self, right? So to have someone essentially flip the script on me and tell me what I've been telling you for years now was a nice reminder. It was a really good reminder. And I think it was the reminder I needed, especially as I step into this next chapter. Like I said, I'm turning 30 at the end of this week. Life is changing for me. It feels that way, right? And as I step into this next chapter, I have to remember to be unapologetically myself. And I want to remind you to be unapologetically yourself. Keep growing on your journey, friend. Keep learning. Remember to keep me in meaningful work. And always remember to stay true to you. I'll see you in the next one. Peace.